to see Jesus. Is anybody thinking? I just want to thank him for coming back for me. I want to thank Jesus today. For the righteous.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Since the beginning of the year, we've been talking about expecting the glory of God and going beyond any limits that you've ever achieved or obtained, bursting and busting through and breaking through any previous highs. Amen. Praise God. And I certainly know that's happened for my brother Ricky. Been places he never been, him and Sid. They've gone beyond anything they've ever accomplished before. So God is doing that in this time for people who are hungry, who have a heart for him, and that will just listen and obey him. So I said, I want to exceed any previous limits that I've achieved. I want to give more this year than I ever given. I want to read more than I ever read, pray more than I ever prayed, minister to more people than I've ever ministered to. Just want to go past any boundaries. Any highs, want to exceed everything that we've ever done. These are our best days. Amen. And so we talked about how this would be a year of tremendous increase. And then God gave a prophetic word to Jerry Savelle that I've been sharing with you about 2015. And I'm going to share that with you again before we get into word today. He says the year of visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations. Now, how many of you already experienced that already? Praise God. We get testimonies on a weekly basis of how God is blessing people and how God is moving in their life. This is what he says. Experiencing the greater glory is still my plan, and you'll see the great I am shall visit your land. Manifestations of my spirit as never before, and demonstrations of my power from shore to shore. Supernatural provision and greater breakthroughs too. Yes, this is my plan and my will for you. The powers of darkness will no longer stand, for I will show them the strength of my right hand. I'll have my way and all shall see. No power is greater nor equal to me. My people will rise up and take their place, and no enemy will stop them from finishing their race. Amen. Yes, 2015, you'll surely see, will be a year that will go down in history. Amen. So lift up your hands and boldly decree, something great is about to happen to me. Go ahead and declare that. Something great's about to happen to me. Go ahead and add this to it. Something good's about to happen to me. How many of you believe for something good? Amen. How many of you know God's got good planned for you? He hadn't planned evil for you. He's planned good. Amen. And then we've been camped out at Hebrews 2:4. Says God also bearing them witness both with signs, wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 says that God will move with demonstrations of the Spirit and of power. And so we believe in God for all that. Greater manifestations of the gifts, greater demonstrations of power, greater demonstrations of miracles, greater demonstrations of the Spirit. It's just the Holy Spirit confirming and demonstrating the word that's being declared over the pulpit or through the pulpit and also in your own personal life. God will confirm his word to you with signs, wonders, miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost, demonstrations of power, and demonstrations of the Spirit, so that the world can see that Jesus is alive. It's all about the glory of Jesus. And then we shared with you that goodness is a manifestation of the glory of God. Now, as I shared with y'all previously, you know, when I ministered at Pastor Little's church anniversary, when I was praying about what to minister there, the Lord said, I want you to talk about my goodness. So it wasn't something I wanted to talk about, you know. I said, what am I going to say about the goodness of God? Everybody know God's good. But he said, not like they ought to. Amen. So anyway, I got in the Word, and after a couple of days of meditating on scriptures, God gave me a word on his goodness, and we've been running on that, been running on the goodness of God. Amen. And the Lord showed me this. Let me give you these scriptures. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows them that trust in him. Yeah. Psalm 34:8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Notice the connection of trusting God. Psalm 100 verse 5 says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Now, we've been believing God for the glory.
Yes.
The glory of God is manifested in three primary ways. The presence of God. God will reveal his glory through his power, through great acts of might and strength, doing things that only he can do. And then through his goodness. Amen. Did you know that the goodness of God is a manifestation of his glory? Amen. Now, I didn't know this. I didn't know about this part. I knew about his presence, knew about his power, but I never associated God's goodness with his glory until God took me to the scripture in Exodus chapter 33. And he said, and Moses said, I beseech thee, show me your glory. Now, that's amazing when you think of all the things that Moses saw already. He saw God speak to him through a burning bush. He saw signs, wonders, miracles. In fact, the Bible says great signs, great wonders, great miracles in the land of Egypt. Moses saw the Red Sea part. He saw water turn into blood. He saw the power of the blood on the doorposts and how God brought them out of Egypt with great favor and great demonstrations. And then when they got over in the wilderness, he saw water come out of a rock. They got to a place of bitter water, and God told them, take a tree. That's the cross. Put it in the bitter water, and the water was made sweet. That's the cross of Jesus Christ, making bitter things sweet. So Moses has seen all kinds of things that most of us will never see. I'll probably never see a sea part. I'd like to see the Red River part. Just not have to go real far. Just go down on the levee and just watch it spread out. Moses saw some stuff. But over in the 33rd chapter, he said, Lord, show me your glory. Well, what more does man want to see? They're seeing bread come down out of heaven. They got a cloud in the daytime, a pillar of fire at night, and he's still hungry. He's still hungry for more of God. After all he had seen, he was still hungry for God's presence. Because if you read up in the 32nd chapter, where he says, and God says, I want you to go, and Moses said, if you don't go with us, if your presence don't go with us, the trip is canceled. We ain't going if you don't go. This man's still hungry for the glory. So he asked God, and I don't know how I read over it all these years. He said, I beseech thee, I beg, I implore thee, show me your glory. And God said, I will make all my goodness pass before you. Then I got it. Moses said, God, show me your glory. God said, I'll let you see my goodness. He equated his glory with his goodness. And then he said, then I'm going to proclaim my name to you. I'm going to give you a revelation of who I am. And I'm going to give you a reason. And I'm going to show you that my goodness is wrapped up in who I am. It's wrapped up in my name. And then we see it in Psalm 145, verse 8 and 9. Actually, it's in Exodus 34, 5 and 6. And the Lord descended in a cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Praise God. So if I want to see the glory of God, then I got to expect good. I've got to expect demonstrations of power in my life, and I've got to expect God's presence, because if God don't go with us, we ain't going. If we can't do it with God, we ain't doing it. Amen. So the goodness of God, and a lot of times when people say it all the time, you hear, boy, the Lord is good. And I remember a few years ago, you know, I was just thinking about what I say when I come up here. And I always say, you know, well, praise God for his goodness. You know, God is good. And then I started to sound like a broken record, you know, to myself. I said, I'm always just saying the same, God is good. But I didn't know what I was saying. I'm just repeating that. But when you look into the goodness of God, that's not what I'm going to talk to you about. I'm just kind of laying a foundation for some things here. But when you look into the goodness of God, when you look at what that word literally means, the word good or goodness captures all of the magnificent, beautiful qualities of our great God. These words express both his character and his actions toward us. Amen? Now, the word good, when you look at the different aspects of it in the Hebrew and in the Greek, these are the qualities of God that it captures. Not bad or evil. That's good. Moral excellence. Uprightness. Honorable. Pleasing. Gracious. Pleasant. Agreeable. Kindness. Loving kindness. You know that loving kindness and goodness come from the same Hebrew word? Loving kindness, precious, benevolent, beneficial, rich, joyful, happy, glad, happiness, favor, forgiveness, faithful, valuable in estimation, well, better, best, mercy, distinguished, right, prosperity, fine, wealth, beautiful, welfare. And I just come up with one word, blessed. Just call it the blessing. Yes. Hallelujah. So God is good, amen. And when we talk about God being good, then we are not putting God on the same level as our red beans and rice, or our peach cobbler, or our ice cream, or I live in a good house, I drive a good car, I got a good job. But when you say God is good, you ain't talking about the same thing. Don't put God on the same level as all this material stuff you got. Because there's a depth to God's goodness that transcends what we can even comprehend. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. So when you say God is good, then you ought to be thinking, every time, you ought to be thinking about some quality of God or some experience that you've had with God that's reminding you that God is good. Yes. In other words, you say, what about Brother Eugene? And I say, that's a good friend of mine. That means that I have recalled to memory my experiences with him. Yeah. Yeah. And I've summed it up and say he's good. Yeah. That means he's not bad, he's not evil. Right. My experience with him have been pleasant, yeah, joyful, yeah, beneficial. Yeah. Right? So when you think about God, sometimes people say, the Lord is good, don't think nothing about him. Mm-hmm. Just say it. Mm-hmm. And don't mean nothing. So I'm renewing my mind that when I say God is good, I'm calling to my memory right then some experience that I've had with God, or some way that God has blessed me, made himself known to me, something God has done on my behalf. And therefore, when I say God is good, there's a depth of meaning and experience behind it.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana.